I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. If I could ask, would everyone actually please remain standing? I would like to ask all my colleagues and everybody here in attendance for a moment of silence in honor of those individuals that were injured or killed in the tragedy at Sweet Tomatoes in West Newton Square on March 1st, and to remember the two individuals who lost their lives, Newton resident Gregory Moran and former city employee Eleanor Mealy. Eleanor was a secretary to the Board of Aldermen and worked in the election division for a number of years. We offer our prayers and condolences to all of those who have been affected by this horrible tragedy, and I would ask that we all remain in a moment of silence. Thank you. Okay, welcome folks this evening. This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Newton City Council for Monday, March the 7th, 2016. On your desks this evening, I don't think there was anything additional on your desks this evening. Please be aware that this meeting is being both audio and video recorded. As I think everyone is aware here, we will be going through our first call of reports. We have one item on second call that will be dealt with immediately after first call. We will then have a special committee meeting of the Programs and Services Committee. This is not part of our board meeting. The board meeting will be adjourned. I will then ask for an adjournment of the council meeting and then turn the evening over to our committee chair, John Rice. As I mentioned in my weekly, and I think as you saw from the invitation from the chair and the vice chair, they are encouraging members of the council to stay to provide some feedback on the leaf blower and noise regulations. The committee has been deliberating for quite some time on this and is ready to hear some feedback, if possible, from other members of the council. Okay? So, with that being said, I'm going to now start our first call of reports. I'll recognize the Vice Chair of the Land Use Committee, Councilor Schwartz.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report of the Land Use Committee starts on page 36. The first item, 50-16, Nonantum Neighborhood Association requesting a temporary license pursuant to Section 36K of the City of Newton Ordinances to hold Nonantum Village Day on Sunday, June 5th, 2016. That was approved 8-0. The second item, 1516, docket item 1516, Scott Timmons, a petition for an accessory apartment in a detached carriage house at 126 Cornell Street in Ward 4. That was approved 8-0. Turning to page 37, item 480-14-4, that item is on second call. That's the Turtle Lane Playhouse. Item 326-15, that's Bertucci's Restaurant Corporation, Knapp Food Incorporated, to amend a special permit site plan approval to increase the seating capacity from 129 to 170 seats and to waive up to three parking stalls at 275 Center Street in Ward 1. That was approved by a vote of 8-0. Mr. President, that concludes the report of the Land Use Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Next, I have the Zoning and Planning Committee, chaired by Councilor Hesmahan.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report of the Zoning and Planning Committee begins on page 37. All items were held with the exception of docket number 46-16, which appears on page 38. Councilor Hesmahan requesting a resolution by the City Council to support House Bill H-1656 and Senate Bill S-901 for expansion of housing courts in the Commonwealth that would allow the City of Newton to pursue housing matters in a specialized court designed to specifically deal with housing issues and better protect its residents and more swiftly resolve violations. That was approved by a vote of 7-0. That is the report of the committee tonight. However, I need to ask to be recognized to assign a public hearing.
Please go ahead.
On page 46 of the City Council docket, we have docket item number 54-16 parens 2, Acting Director of Planning proposing to amend the Newton Zoning Ordinance, Chapter 30, which became effective November 1, 2015, to allow the health club use in manufacturing, limited manufacturing, mixed-use 1, mixed-use 1, this should be 2 districts, and the public hearing is to be signed for March 14, 2016, and that is all. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Next, they have the Programs and Services Committee, chaired by Councilor Rice.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is no report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Next, they have the Public Safety and Transportation Committee, chaired by Councilor Ciccone.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins at the top of page 39. There's one item to report out, 65-16. His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $106,676.39 from free cash to a fire department capital account to fund the installation of bidirectional amplifying cable for police and fire department radio coverage inside Newton South High School. And that was approved 6-0. And that concludes the report for this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Next, they have the Public Facilities Committee, chaired by Councilor Crossley.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 39 with item number 38-16, which is National Grid petitioning for a grant of location for a new gas line on Eastside Parkway to serve a new residence at 78 Eastside Parkway in Ward 2. That was approved 6-0. On the next page, page 40, item 57-16, another request for grant of location in Sawmill Brook Parkway by Verizon and Eversource for a new stub pole and anchor. That's in Ward 8. That was approved 6-0. Then item number 187-15, parens 2, also National Grid petition to revise a grant of location for Center Street. This was essentially to take a section of gas line that was approved in September and move it to the other side of the street. That's in Ward 1, and that was approved 6-0. Then we have item number 67-16, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer $94,500 from the Stormwater Management Cleaning Catch Basins account and $37,760 from the Stormwater Management Consultants account to a Stormwater Fund capital outlay account for the purpose of repairing a section of storm drain in Adams Street. That was approved 6-0. Next item is 68-16. This was a transfer from budget reserve to the DPW for snow removal for a total of $1 million, first in personnel costs overtime, $300,000, and secondly for rental vehicles, $700,000, and this was approved 6-0. All remaining items were held, Mr. President, but if I may be recognized to assign two public hearings.
Please go ahead.
Thank you. Page 47 of the new docket, we have two public hearings assigned for this Wednesday, March 9th. Item number 81-16 is an Eversource petition for grant of location to install a new pole and anchor in Parkview Avenue. That's in Ward 2. And as well, item number 82-16, Eversource petition for grant of location to install a new pole and anchor in Crescent Street. That's in Ward 4. And that concludes the report.
Great. Thank you, Madam Chair. I also believe that you need a suspension of the rules to accept a late filed item on page 49, the bottom of page 49.
I guess I missed that one.
It will be a joint referral to both PF and Finance.
Thank you. So may I have a suspension of the rules?
Chair requests a suspension of the rules in order to accept a late filed docket item. All those in favor of suspension of the rules will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Item number 224-15, parens 2. is an intermunicipal agreement with Needham for the repair of the Elliott Street Bridge, and the mayor is requesting authorization to enter into this agreement with the town of Needham, detailing Needham's obligation to fund half of the construction contract costs associated with repairs to the jointly owned Elliott Street Central Avenue Bridge, and to potentially authorize additional funds for an additional scope of work required by the Newton Upper Falls Historic Commission, which was excluded from the agreement. And that, by the way, is coming up this Wednesday, March 9th. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Next, I have the Finance Committee. The report will be given by Vice Chair Councilor Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 42. Item number 58-16, James Mnookin of 40 Woodchester Drive, Chestnut Hill, appointed to the Investment Advisory Committee for a term of office to expire April 1st, 2018. That was approved 4-0. Item number 59-16, Wenhua Zhang of 78 Waubun Ave in Waubun, appointed as another member of the Investment Advisory Committee for a term of office to expire on April 1st, 2019. Finance approved 4-0. Item number 61-16, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer $20,000 from the Law Department's full-time salary account to the Law Department's legal assistance account to pay for outside legal counsel related to cable license renewals. That was approved 4-0. Item number 65-16, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer $106,676.39 from free cash to a fire department capital account to fund the installation of bidirectional amplifying cable for police and fire department radio coverage inside Newton South High School. Approved 4-0. Item number 63-16, pay attention to the numbers here. It originally said, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to accept and expend a gift of $70,000 from the Horace Mann PTO for the sole purpose of purchasing playground apparatus and or playground surfacing at the Horace Mann Halloran Sports Complex site. That was amended in committee to $60,000, and that was approved 4-0. And a second one where you have to pay attention to the numbers, item number on page 43, item number 259-14, parens 4, His Honor the Mayor requesting sewer assessments for common sewer extensions at the address of 71 Studio Road for Michael and Karen Wood. The original amount was $6,476. It was amended in committee to $420. That was approved 4-0. Item number 68-16, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer $1 million from the budget reserve snow and ice removal account to within, also for snow and ice removal, personnel costs over time, $300,000, and rental vehicles, $700,000. That was approved 4-0. Item number 67-16, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer $94,500 from the Stormwater Management Cleaning Catch Basins account and an additional $37,760 from the Stormwater Management Consultants account to the Stormwater Fund Capital Outlay account to repair a section of storm drain in Adams Street. That was approved 4-0. On page 44, item number 60-16, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer $12,000 from DPW Transportation Division full-time salary account to the Transportation Division expense account to fund the part-time salary for a temporary admin finance position in the Transportation Division. That was approved 4-0. And then item number 66-16 is honor the mayor requesting authorization to purchase 23 Parkview Ave, including trees and structures on the property, for the purpose of school use, and further requesting authorization for $1,010,000 from bonded indebtedness for the Cabot School project to be used to fund the purchase of the property and the associated recording fees. This was in a committee of the whole, and it was approved 15 in favor, 0 against, and 3 that abstained. If I could also, that ends that report, but I think I also need a suspension of the rules for a late file item.
Chair is requesting a suspension of the rules to accept a late file docket item. Motion has been made, seconded. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Please go ahead.
On page 49, you will find 224-15, parens 2, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to enter into an intermunicipal agreement with Needham, detailing Needham's obligation to fund half of the construction contract costs associated with the repairs to the jointly owned Elliott Street Central Avenue Bridge, and to potentially authorize additional funds for an additional scope of work required by the Newton Upper Falls Historic Commission, which is excluded from this agreement.
Great.
And that ends that.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. Okay, that concludes our first call reports. Is there any other business before the board on first call? Seeing none, I'll ask the clerk to call the roll on our first call reports and our referral docket.
Councillor Albright. Councillor Auchincloss. Councillor Baker.
Aye.
Councillor Blazer.
Aye.
Councillor Broussel Glazer.
Aye.
Councillor Ciccone. Aye. Councillor Cody.
Aye.
Councillor Crossley.
Aye.
Councillor Danberg.
Aye.
Councillor Fuller.
Aye.
Councillor Gentile.
Aye.
Councillor Harney.
Aye.
Councillor Hesmahan.
Aye.
Councillor Kalis.
Aye.
Councillor Lappin.
Aye.
Councillor Laredo. Councillor Leary.
Aye.
Councillor Lipoff. Councillor Norton.
Aye.
Councillor Rice.
Aye.
Councillor Sangiolo. Councillor Schwartz.
Aye.
Councillor Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye.
The vote is 21 yeas with 3 absent.
Okay, all items on first call carry and our docket has been referred. We have one item on second call. Is there a motion to forego recess? A motion has been made and seconded to forego recess and take up our item on second call. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. At this time, I'm going to recognize the Vice Chair of the Land Use Committee, Councillor Schwartz, who will lead us in 480-14 parens 4 on page 37 of the Land Use Committee. And I'll recognize Vice Chair Councillor Schwartz.
Thank you, Mr. President. So you'll find item 480-14 parens 4 on page 37. And just to read it into the record, it's Stephen Vona, petition for special permit site plan approval to change one nonconforming use to another by restoring and expanding an existing structure known as the Turtle Lane Playhouse with office space above to provide a mixed-use building with an addition containing 4 dwelling units at street level, which has been changed, and above, and a second building containing a 16-unit multifamily dwelling with a below-grade parking garage for 27 cars at 283 Melrose Place in Ward 4. As I alluded to, this had been altered by the petitioner since the initial filing to not include the 4 dwelling units in the building with the Turtle Lane Playhouse, and instead have office space. So this was voted out of committee by a vote of 5 in favor, 0 opposed, and 3 abstentions. And Just to give you a quick overview, this has been a project that's been before the committee both in the last term of the Board of Aldermen and now in this first term of the City Council in a number of different forms. But the current form of the proposal is primarily in two buildings. One is the building that currently holds the theater, the Turtle Lane Playhouse, which has been out of use for at least 6 or 7 years, 8 years, I think, after having been in use as a theater for more than 30 years. It is being proposed to be restored, and then it's being called Building AB because an additional part of the building near the intersection of Melrose and Ash streets would be added, and that would include now, under the amended version, a office space that would be 3 stories and set back from the sidewalk by 39 feet. In addition, the proposal is to build a second building, now referred to as Building C on the plans, that would have 16 units in 3 stories and would have also a garage underground of 27 parking stalls. In addition, there would be 24 surface parking stalls. Just in brief, we heard a lot of testimony both in favor and opposed to this project. Primarily, the concerns centered around a number of issues, which I'll just summarize: the parking concerns, traffic concerns, the use potentially. You know, even though this has been used as a theater in the past, it has not been used for a number of years. The concern was raised that some of the additional uses that might come with making the theater building more successful might include additional functions and other such things, and so that was one of the items that was discussed. In addition, the actual structures, their dimensions, was an issue. The height, primarily, of the buildings, as well as their volume, and then the number of apartments and units in these buildings was also an issue. As mentioned, at least in the current proposal before us, it has 16 units of residential housing, ranging from, I believe, about 700 or 800 square feet. Anyhow, they're relatively small units. So that was another issue among the comments, as how many units could this site accommodate. In addition, the final issue was about operation of the site, primarily the theater use. And as you'll see, and as you might have seen already in the draft board order, there are multiple conditions that try to address all of these issues, many of which were discussed by the committee after not so much a working group, but a discussion between the developer, the petitioner, and a number of the neighbors represented by one of the neighbors named Richard Kaplan. So you'll see in the draft board order that the issues of parking and trying to promote parking in certain areas, municipal lots, commuter rail lots and such, and is in there. Certain requirements as far as meeting with the city councilors of the area on a yearly basis or more regularly if needed, to discuss concerns, hours of operation, limiting it from the hours of 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, and 12 p.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturdays, and 12 to 10 p.m. on Sundays. I'm not going to go into each one of these, but there's a lot of work that was done by the community, by the local councilors, as well as by the committee, trying to address the potential adverse impacts of the use and of the proposed residences on the site. Given that I anticipate a motion, I'm going to sit down now, but I'm happy to go into more detail if we decide to debate this. Thank you, Mr. President. Oh, and I think I already mentioned the vote.
You
five
did.
5-0 to 8. Ooh. 5-0 to 3.
What a summary. You said a brief summary.
We've got lots of time.
That was good,
I'm
buddy.
Here all night.
That was really
don't
good.
Forget to tip
you
your server.
You did mention the vote, 503. Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. When's Mark due back? I'm teasing you, buddy. I had to get you never stand. I had to give you a little something, you know. Councilor Gentile, you put this item on second call.
Thank you, Mr. President. I will be brief so that we can move on to leaf blowers. I did place the item on second call. Anyone that has followed this project from when it was first introduced last year knows that an awful lot of progress has been made on the petition. As far as I know, there is really only one area that is in dispute, and that is the area that is in front of the existing Turtle Lane Playhouse. As Councilor Schwartz mentioned, there is a freestanding building that is in excess of 17,000 square feet. People have, for the most part, found a way to make peace with that. However, there is a very large setback that has existed since this property was first built about 165 years ago. And the proposed addition to the front of the building, which is somewhere around 5,000 to 6,000 square feet, would eat up most of that setback. I was honestly hopeful that in land use, that the Land Use Committee might be able to prevail upon the petitioner to save a lot of that open space. Unfortunately, that did not happen. I am not comfortable in voting for the petition with the majority of that open space being eaten up, so it's my goal to continue to work on this, and so therefore I'm going to charter the item tonight and give us a couple of more weeks to keep working.
Okay, the item has been chartered, which means it'll come back up before the council at its meeting on Monday, March 21st. Okay? Is there any other business before the board this evening? See, before I do recognize the President Emeritus, Councilor Albright, I neglected to mention real property reuse. I didn't know if there was anything you wanted to mention. You do have an upcoming meeting, I think, in March, correct? Okay. I just didn't know if there was anything you wanted to report. I apologize. Okay. Is there any other business before the board this evening? And as I mentioned, what we will do is we will adjourn our board meeting and we will enter into a special committee meeting of the Programs and Services Committee to discuss the two items before them and get some feedback from other members of the council. At this time, I'll recognize President Emeritus Baker.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm pleased that all members of the council have agreed to meet with us on at New TV to do the tapings of Councilor at Work. And I would move that we adjourn.
There's a motion to adjourn. All those in favor of adjournment will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We are adjourned at 8.